He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
Welcome to the Tuesday morning, August the 13th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Boy, it looks like another week start to the day today. And, not unusual again. No, I don't see anything out of the ordinary. This is August. After all, I think there's a lot of people out there on vacation. It's just kind of the summer doldrums right now in the market. But having said that, there's still plenty of action, plenty of breakouts. I probably sent out 12 or 13 tweets yesterday on the market, individual stocks that you got to take a look at. Right now we have the S&P 500 down 5 points. We're at 1,684. We have the Dow down 61 points. We're at 15,358. We have the NASDAQ down 16 points. We're at 3,653 on the NASDAQ. And we have the 10-year yield right now, 2.69. We're closing in on that 2.70 range on the 10-year yield as interest rates, rising interest rates, continue to impact this market big time. The secret is being in the areas of the market that benefit from rising interest rates and avoiding the areas of the market that are hurt by rising interest rates. Isn't that just common sense as opposed to trying to justify your position and why you should hold your ground? Oil is down 14 cents right now to $105.97. We have gold down $9.80 to $13.24, and the euro is at 1.32. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, in an overcast San Diego, California here today. I hope it's sunny where you're at. Bright and sunny. It is August, it's summertime, and we seem to be in the summer doldrums right now in the market after hitting new all-time highs just a couple of weeks ago. You know, I want to talk about a subject here today. Every morning to start my day, I go through the Seeking Alpha currents, current news on the market. And minute by minute, anything that comes out in the way of news on the markets, it's recorded. So if it's earnings reports after the close of the market, if it's downgrades, if it's upgrades, if it's economic reports, it's all there in chronological order. And I also write for Seeking Alpha, a couple articles a week for them. You should take a look at my archives of articles I've written for Seeking Alpha and just ask yourself, how has Bill done with the articles and the stocks that he's written about? Make a little list. Well, Bill wrote about Priceline.com here, I see. He wrote about this one back here, and he wrote about this one. And then right next to him, how much they're up since I wrote about those stocks. I think you'd be hard-pressed to find another author amongst the hundreds of authors that they have, maybe thousands, I don't know, on Seeking Alpha. They've really diluted that website with a bunch of nimwits writing articles about anything. But, you know, one of the themes that I see constantly in the articles on Seeking Alpha, and it brings up a whole subject here. For instance, today I see 10 reasons for buying BHP, which is BH Billiton down in Australia. You know, there was a time when market conditions, world conditions, favored a stock like BHP. In fact, it was one of the 53 stocks that I wrote about in my book, Best Stocks Now. And at the time, it was a best stock now. It was hitting new highs back in 2011 when I wrote the book. It was benefiting from a huge boom in China. BHP Billiton is engaged in the mining of metallurgical coal, energy coal, iron ore, oil, gas, diamonds, and base metals. In other words, commodities. And commodities had a huge run in 2009, 2010, and 2011. But it came to a screeching halt late in 2011 as the dollar started to strengthen, our U.S. dollar, and as China started to slow down. No longer was China stockpiling. I mean, they were stockpiling. They were buying up all the natural resources and all the commodities in the world to sustain their what seemed to be never-ending growth story over there. And as you looked out on the skyline of China, you saw mega buildings being built and cranes everywhere putting up these buildings that needed cement, that needed iron ore, that needed steel girders, that needed galvanized pipe for electricity, that needed copper, and on and on and on. And commodity stocks were really big time in favor at that time. Had you been buying into commodity stocks in 2010, you were buying into strength and you were making money in commodity stocks. Now we flash forward to 2013. The dollar remains strong. There's no hint of inflation, and China continues to contract and slow down. And that's not a good recipe for commodity stocks. Commodity stocks are still at the bottom of the asset class ladder. Now, at some point in time, I have no doubt about it, that at some point in time, commodity stocks, commodity-related stocks, will start climbing that asset ladder once again. But until they show some signs of strength, some signs of healing and getting better, I just have no interest in commodity stocks. To buy them now, you're guessing that at some point in the near future, they're going to start moving again. However, had you guessed that towards the end of 2010, after they had sold off viciously, you would have been wrong. If you would have bought the commodity stocks in 2012 looking for that rebound, you would have been wrong again, and you would have been sitting in dead money for quite some time. Had you bought the commodity stocks at the beginning of 2013, this year, you would have been wrong. All along, you were guessing that at some point in time, they're going to take off. And that's my point. I'm also saying that at some point, they're going to take off once again. But until they do, I would continue to avoid the commodity stocks. I guess the real issue is it better to buy into strength or buy into weakness? I would say that the vast majority of the articles on Seeking Alpha are contrarian arguments. They're arguments as to why you should be buying this group or this stock or this sector while it's down and out. And there's something to be said about buying things that are down and out. The problem is they may go down further and they may go out farther before they start to recover and start to go up and in. What do I mean by up and in? The chart turns around and they go back in favor. Down and out or up and in. It's your choice. Now, I found over time, I've spent my years as a contrarian insisting that I was going to be right at some point in time, only to find out that in the end, the market is always right. And I can be wrong a vast majority of the time when I try to argue with the market. Arguing with the market is a losing game. I find that it's better to agree with the market and buy stocks that are showing strength instead of weakness. You know, everybody has to decide for themselves, and I talk about this all the time. And the argument against buying into strength is you're buying high. Well, you know, is there anything wrong with buying high and selling much higher as opposed to buying low and seeing it never recover? I know the old adage is buy low and sell high, but what's low? It's all relative. A stock that's hitting new highs today may be real low 2 years from now, right? I say buy into strength, not weakness. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000 and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2% depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson, professional money manager, Gunderson Capital Management, San Diego, California. Buying into strength or buying into weakness? If you want to buy into weakness, there's plenty of weak stocks to buy into. There's plenty of weak sectors to buy into. Almost anything commodity related, almost anything foreign, emerging markets related will do just fine. You can buy into weakness all day long and be a contrarian investor and hope and wait. That's hope someday, wait for someday those sectors, those stocks to turn around and start moving up again. You know, I think an example in my own investing here recently, Apple was down and out. Believe it or not, like down and out in Beverly Hills, right? It's a $400 billion company, but the stock was out of favor. It was going down, and it was out of favor. And I said at some point, the stock is going to go sideways. It's going to find that bottom and start going sideways. It's going to build a base, and it's eventually going to break out of that base. Well, Apple has done that within the last week, and I've added Apple back to my growth and income accounts. It's not hot enough to add it to my growth accounts. I think it's ranked number 350 right now. Now, I'll go down that low for a dividend payer, which Apple pays a pretty decent dividend, almost 3% right now. And I think you have capital appreciation potential going forward. But I didn't buy it while it was down and out. I waited till it started to come back into favor, and it broke out and started moving up once again. So that's an example of what I mean by going from a down and out stock to an up and in stock. It's going up again, and it's somewhat back in favor right now. Now, let's go a step further and talk about one that's really in favor, that really has a lot of strength right now. This is a stock that has been showing up in my app for quite some time as a highly rated stock. Let's take a look and see where it's ranked right now in the Best Stocks Now app. The name of the stock is 8x8. No, that's not a creation at In-N-Out Burger, although I talked to a guy one time. You know, in California, we're kind of famous for In-N-Out Burgers, which are pretty good, you know, on the overall scale of things. And they have a double-double. Some people call those a 2x2. That means they have two burger patties and two slices of cheese. I knew a guy one time, he ate a 4x4, which is four burger patties and four slices of cheese. And it's got to take at least 1 year off of your life in the way of cholesterol and whatever else is in there. But I also talked to a guy one time, and he looked it. He ate an 8x8 one time. Well, there's also a company called 8x8. Weird name, I know. But, you know, I don't ask questions when stocks show up in my Best Stocks Now app. The company is headquartered in Sunnyvale, California. Again, the name of the company, which is at the top of the app, is 8x8. And as you go down on the app, you'll see that its market capitalization, which is the very next line on the app, is $695 million. Right under that, it tells us the size of the company. It's a small cap stock. So we have a small cap stock, we have a domestic stock, and we have a tech-related stock. Those are three very favorable factors in favor of this stock, this company, right now. Now, we also have to take into account the risk profile. And when I invented the app, I wanted, on the one hand, I wanted simplicity. Absolute simplicity. And on the other hand, I wanted the vital information that in my mind I found to be the most important over time. And I said, you know what, let's take this big group of stocks and let's divvy them up into about three or four categories. Let's have stocks for speculative investors. Let's label some stocks speculative. I mean, there's some stocks $100 million. They're speculative. There's some stocks that are aggressive growth. There's moderate, there's conservative, and then my last category was growth and income. You look on the app, you'll see that this stock fits in the aggressive growth category, all right? And of course, you can also go to the app and you can click on sectors. And if you look at the sector screen, you can find stocks by their sector. Or you can find stocks by, well, you can find the indexes, you can sort amongst the asset classes, and you can sort amongst the sector rankings. You can also click on this little button called stocks down at the bottom, and you can say, okay, let's scroll down here. Oh, there it is, by risk profile. It says risk profile. You can click on aggressive rank, and you'll find the leading stocks that fit the aggressive profile. Right now, Nu Skin is number one. Where does 8x8 come in? Oh, it's there somewhere, but it's a way of zeroing in on the risk profile that fits your style of investing. If you're looking for the best income stocks right now, the highest ranked ones, you can sort on just that category. Okay, now we know a little bit about the company. What do they do? They provide voice, video, and mobile IP telecom services for business and residential customers using voice over internet technology. You know, I've had several people I know that own their own businesses. I have a guy that does my taxes. He owns a fairly large CPA firm. And he's gone to services like this. He's gone around the telephone companies, and he's using voice over the internet for his own company and saving lots of money by doing it. What's the next thing we look at now that we have the background on the stock? Well, you know the drill. The next thing I look at is at the valuation of the company. If you just scroll down a little further on the app, you'll see that the company is currently trading at 28 times forward earnings. That seems a little rich. But they've been growing by 40% per year. It's trading at a discount to its past growth rate. They're expected to continue growing by 20% per year over the next 5 years. That's just data that comes from the analyst consensus estimates that are widely available on the web. When I do the math on 8x8 and project out a 5-year target price, I get a target price of $17 per share. The stock's currently trading at $9.45 per share. It has very good upside potential, in my opinion, and it passes the value test. Now, we scroll down a little bit further, and now we look at that all-important performance test, because here's the thing. There's a lot of stocks out there in the market today that are cheap, that you can make an argument from a value point of view that they look good. But until they start performing, until they go from down and out to up and in, I don't have a lot of interest. This stock has performed very well over the years. In fact, it's one of the few stocks that gets an A+ performance grade. It gets an A momentum grade. Overall, comes in at number 91, and it's an A-ranked Gunderson stock and one I own in my aggressive growth accounts. We'll be right back. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see 3 model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com, or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel costs up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we strive every day to find the best areas of the market, to point you in the direction of the best areas of the market all year long. You know, I have a chart, I have a picture on my wall. I have several snapshots from my app in my office, in my in the lobby area of my office, and we have a chart that picture number one is the asset classes, the ranking of the asset classes, and this is from February of this year. And I was looking at it the other day, I go, you know, those asset classes that are at the top of the charts there are still at the top today in August. That's good. That's a trend. In fact, they've been in place longer than that. It's been all about the stocks, equities, not bonds, not fixed income, not commodities. It's been all about domestic, not foreign. And it's been all about small and mid-cap stocks. At some point, it's going to change, but that continues to be the sweet spot in the market. And, of course, you can track it daily using the app by going to the sector rankings and going to the asset class rankings to see if there's been any changes. Picture number three on the wall is the ranking of the sectors. And I looked at the sectors back in February of this year. Guess what? Pharmaceuticals, biotech, retail, consumer, discretionary. They're still there at the top. Healthcare. The only one that's fallen from grace, and we've talked about it, is the housing sector and the building and construction sector. Why have they fallen from grace? Obvious. Because they are hurt by rising interest rates. Talk to any mortgage guy. Talk to any real estate broker, talk to the new home builders, the impact that rising interest rates have had on their business. It's been not good for them, and that's why those groups have fallen from grace, and they've been replaced by regional banks, which benefit from rising interest rates. So it's very, very important. And of course, I focus on it daily here on the show. Every week in my newsletter, I do a summary of the best asset classes to be in. And it's so darn important. I mean, look at the wide variance between the best performing asset class, which is stocks this year, or which are up anywhere from 18 to 20%, and the worst performing asset classes, which bonds are down 12%. So that's a 30% differential. And I've pointed out that even a 50-50 mix has not produced very good results this year. You'd be up about 3% overall. It just makes more sense to me to be in the right areas of the market and out of the wrong areas of the market. And when things start to change, you got to tweak your portfolio. But I've said now for several weeks, in fact, several months, that the same trend remains in place for now. And you have to ride that trend until that trend eventually starts to unravel and until other trends start to emerge. Okay, we still have a trend that is very favorable to U.S. stocks, that is very favorable to technology stocks. And it's also very favorable to financial-related stocks. We have been in a good market. This has been one of those markets that comes along not too often. And you have to take full advantage of it when it does come along and ride it for all it's worth, because it's not going to be like this forever. Eventually, this will come to a screeching halt. Nobody knows when. That's probably the other question that I get asked more than any other. Don't you think that this thing is going to come to an end here soon? I don't know when it's going to come to an end. I'll let the market tell me when it's coming to an end. I'll let the academics try to figure out when it's going to come to an end. They're doing that every day on CNBC. I see the academics on there. Not that I'm not an academic, come on, but I also live in the real world. There's the real world, and there's the world of academia. The real world tells me where to be invested. The academic world tries to convince me that I shouldn't be invested there. So, I'm going to invest where I want to invest, despite what academia tells me. One of the stocks that is highly rated right now, this is one I don't own. The one that I previously talked about, 8x8, I have a position in it in my aggressive growth accounts. The model portfolio in the newsletter is up about 28% so far this year after all expenses. My exorbitant management fees and Scottrade's exorbitant trading fees is still up over 28%. You can go to my website, pwstreet.com, and download, or not download, sign up for the newsletter. We have to enter you into our database. It takes a little while, and then we send to you the newsletter on a weekly basis. All right, let's take a look at another one that's highly ranked right now. Guess what? It's another U.S. domestic small cap stock. Symbol E-P-A-Y. E-Pay. Well, we do a lot of e-paying these days. with all the e-commerce that we do out there. This one's headquartered in New Hampshire. There's not a lot of companies headquartered in New Hampshire, but this is one. I was watching Dives, Diners, and Drive-Thrus yesterday. One of my favorite shows in the afternoon. It's on during Kramer. And I don't know. I prefer that watching the cheeseburgers instead of Jimbo. I don't know. I just don't get a lot of good information from Mr. Kramer. Anyways, they were at a restaurant in New Hampshire, and they were eating clam chowder, New Hampshire clam chowder, which is different from New England clam chowder. Clam chowders has got to be one of the nectars of the gods. I didn't like the looks of the New Hampshire. It's watery. You can't have watery clam chowder. What's that have to do with ePay? Well, they're both headquartered in New Hampshire, and I'm sure the brass at Bottom Line Technologies, symbol ePay, would defend their New Hampshire clam chowder. Go ahead. I'll take my thick, white, gooey New England clam chowder any day of the week. Let's take a look at Bottom Line Technology. What do they do for a living? They provide electronic payment and invoice management software that helps enterprises manage transaction-based processes. Sounds like a necessary evil to me. They've been growing at 16% per year. They're looking for 25% growth this year. ePay is a $1.1 billion company, which is right at the top of the app there. It's a small cap stock. Its risk profile is aggressive. That's all important information to know. That's why I put it right at the top of the app. Then as you scroll down, the next big sector on the app is the valuation. If we look at the valuation of the company, it's currently trading at 23 times forward earnings, which seems a little rich, but it's expected to grow by 20% per year over the next 5 years. That does produce a PEG ratio just a little bit over 1. It comes in at 1.17. However, when I carry out those earnings over the next 5 years and apply a multiple that I think is appropriate, I come up with the target price of $57 on the stock 5 years from now. The stock is currently trading at $31 per share. It has 85% upside potential. According to Bill Gunderson, there's no guarantees here. I'm just using the math that I use for years as an analyst, writing up research reports on companies across the nation. ePay gets a B+ valuation grade. It passes my value test. Okay? We thumb down just a little bit further into the performance of the stock, because I marry performance with value. I don't like stocks that possess value only. There's too many value traps out there. I don't like stocks that possess performance only. I want to know what I'm paying, and I don't like to pay up, thank you. The performance of the stock has been quite good. In fact, the performance grade of ePay is an A-. It's been one of the best performing stocks in the market over the last 1 year, over the last 3 years, over the last 5 years, and over the last 10 years. The momentum grade right now is a little bit soft. It's a B, but this stock caught my attention yesterday because it broke out yesterday. It's been in about a 9-month consolidation going sideways. I like to buy stocks when they're right at the beginning of a new uptrend, hopefully. There's no guarantees that this breakout that it made yesterday will continue on and follow through and the stock will begin a new uptrend. But you know what? I just feel like the probabilities are stacked in your favor. And there's still no guarantees. This is a high-risk stock. It's an aggressive profile stock. This stock was down 50% in 2008. You have to be careful. I never believe in buying more than 3 or 4% in my overall portfolio in any one position. In fact, I had a new client yesterday send me an email. He says, Bill, I like this stock you bought for me. I want to triple down on it. I said, no, I don't do that. If you want to do that, move your account to E-Trade and do it yourself. This ePay comes in A- graded, and if you look at the chart, 1-year chart, it broke out yesterday. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
For years, Be Safe Online Internet Filters has been helping families after they had an internet crisis. A wife caught her husband looking at inappropriate websites, a teen is bullied in an instant message conversation, or a child accidentally clicks through to an adult website. Yes, those families installed Be Safe after the fact, and it helped them. But in many of those cases, damage had already been done to marriages or innocent minds. That's why Be Safe Online wants to protect your family online before something like this happens. Don't be a victim. Go to BeSafe.com today and download the filter. Give it an iParenting Media Award for Greatest Products of 2007. Be Safe Online really does have a passion for keeping families, your family, safe online. Go to BeSafeOnline.com today. Be Safe Online comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Download today the letter BeSafeOnline.com. That's BeSafeOnline.com.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks.
stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now radio hour for the day here. Let's take a look at another topic that I wanted to cover here today. So far, we've talked about don't spend too much time looking for stocks that might turn around and be good someday. In other words, stocks that are down and out. Look, you have to decide for yourself. Some people are contrarian by nature, and it is true that a stock that is down and out has a lot more upside potential, theoretically, than one that's hitting new highs or performing it with strength. But how do you know it's ever going to come back at all? It may just continue going down and out. I've seen many like that over the years. Me personally, the way I manage money, I like buying stocks that are going up and in, not down and out. They're going up and they're in favor. They're not necessarily in favor, but they're in the right area of the market. They're benefiting from the conditions that exist in the market today. We talked about one such example of a small cap company that I don't make recommendations here on the air. I give examples of stocks that meet my criteria. I require value, I require performance, and I require a strong, healthy stock chart. That's all. Is that too much to ask? And that narrows down a field of about 3,500 to about 200 at any given time. And I let the stock chart be my final arbiter on the buy and sell points of said stocks. We talked about another example up in New Hampshire called ePay. One that I don't own, but one that I have on my radar list. I noted that it broke out yesterday, and I noted that it's an A-minus ranked stock, and I noted that it passes my value and performance test. I haven't stepped up to the plate. I may not ever step up to the plate, but it is a good example of what a best stocks now in the market looks like at the current time. The next subject I want to tackle is deploying cash into the market. This is August of 2013. The market's been in a bull run for 4.5 years. The market's up 18 to 20% so far this year, depending upon the index. And I have people that are sending cash my way to invest for them. And I want to talk a little bit about how I deploy cash here at Gunderson Capital Management. I have several choices. But I want to talk about the course that I follow. Choice number one would be to take a look. If someone comes to me and they're an aggressive growth investor and I currently own 25 stocks in that model portfolio, would be to buy them all 25 stocks immediately when the cash hits. That's how most investors, most money managers would do it. I don't do it that way. Instead, every day I take a walk. I take a stroll through my database of 3,500 stocks, but I pay particular attention to the highly ranked ones. I have them highlighted in my spreadsheet, and I pay extra particular attention to the stocks that I own. And every day I look at those stocks and I say, what's its current status? Is it a buy? Is it a hold? Or is it a sell? 98% of the stocks that I own on a daily basis are a hold. I like them. I have no problem with them, but I'd be a little reluctant to put new money in them at this point in time. Centaurus would be a good example. It's come a long ways. It's up 110% since February. There's other stocks that I like better for fresh money. Now, if I come along a stock and I say, you know, this thing, I really like, I own it. I really like the way it's behaving. I think it looks like it's getting ready to launch again. I'll say, I'm going to buy this stock for all the people who have cash available. And I go online and I say, buy a 3 to 4% position in ABC. And I click on the group, aggressive growth, and boom, it shows me all the people that already own the stock. Well, I delete them from the buy. I don't want to double down on a stock. And then I buy it for all the people who don't own it and who have cash available. Now, people who have put cash in their account now own one stock in their portfolio. And I might not find anything for another couple of days, and they start getting antsy. When are you going to deploy my cash? You know what? I'm a very methodical, I'm a very organized type of person. I don't believe in just throwing money at the market. When I find stocks that I like, now if you've been with me since the beginning of the year, you're fully invested. But if you came to me 2 weeks ago, depends on the market. If the market's really starting to go again, we're going to get you in as fast as we can. But right now it's kind of in the summer doldrums. And as I see stocks that I like, I add them to your portfolio one at a time. You can follow along, too, at home. You can go to the website, scotttrade.com. You can type in your account. I think as I buy stocks for you, they show up almost immediately. I believe that's true. I believe you can also set your account up for email alerts. Gunderson just bought this stock for my portfolio. And over time, we'll fill your portfolio with what I consider to be the best stocks now. That's how I deploy cash into the markets. And if you're sitting in cash on the sidelines, I would recommend doing it the same way. You know, each person's got to decide for themselves how they're going to manage their money. But I believe in picking off one here and picking off one there and slowly building the best quality portfolio that I can possibly build given this current environment that we're in the economy and in the market. Now, on the other side of the equation, when the stocks that I own aren't behaving well, when I don't like the way they're behaving or performing, or I don't like the stock chart, I quickly go to the positions that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. I enter in the symbol. It populates the sell program with all the people that own the stock and how many shares, and I click sell. And in about 30 seconds, I'm out of a very large position here at Gunderson Capital Management. So that's how I deploy cash, and that's how I manage your portfolio on a daily basis. I also publish my newsletter every week, which goes through the areas I'm shopping in. If I buy a stock during the week, it's reflected in my model portfolios in the newsletter, which you can get by going to my website at pwstreet.com. You can also give us a call if you say, you know what, I'm just going to have someone else manage my money. I'm sick of doing it myself. You can give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.